What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to episode 88 of More Wrestling's podcast. Yes, it's been a while since my last episode, but I got thinking, let's kick off some preseason stuff with preview episodes for a few of these teams. Today's episode will be with St. John Fisher's coach Ryan Morrison and team leader Josh Maslin. I've spoke with a few other coaches, across the state, a lot of the college coaches, mainly D3, but I'm open to have anybody on. But to bring on their coach, bring on a wrestler on their team, talk about, what they, maybe the season, the summer recap and, the season to come. I mean, most of these guys will be wrestling in their first competition in two months from now, early November. So, season's here and we're ready to rock and roll. So if you have a college that you want to listen in on, whether it's their coach, their wrestler, shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter. I'll try to set something up with their coach. But yeah, so first of all, I appreciate all the programs that allowed me in the rooms last year to catch practices and do some interviews. I think I had like four or five trips that I made last year. You guys can check that out on my YouTube, Dylan Morrison. You can find videos from St. John Fisher, Alfred State, Oswego, and Army West Point. So those were all fun trips, and I'm looking forward to making more next month. But with that being said, let's welcome St. John Fisher's wrestling coach, Ryan Morrison. Ryan,
Coach,
how are things going today down at the Joseph Pelicano Wrestling Pavilion?
it's good, man. It's good. We're off to a busy start. Classes got started last week, got all our freshmen and transfers and all our returners moved in. So a couple tears from mom and dad, but a lot of excitement. And first week of practice, strength conditioning, we're off and running, man. Ready to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I was talking to Josh actually 2 days ago. I don't know if I'm gonna put Josh's part of the episode in before or his interview in the first part of the episode or the second part. But I was talking to Josh, about me going to practice last year and what I saw, and like just last year was the first year. And what did I go? I think I went in October, so everything was really new. But the team really gelled together, and you wouldn't notice that it was like a first year program. It was a well-oiled machine. And you guys were playing dodgeball, so it was a fun kind of thing to watch. Obviously we were talking about Penn State. Josh and I were Penn State plays dodgeball to start their practices. You guys do as well. I mean, we do up here. So it's good to have that kind of fun, lighted practice. But when it's time to go, you guys were scrapping. So I'm excited to go down there and watch another practice next month.
Yeah, man. We would love to have you. And I think it's a balance, right? Everything is, and college athletics and times have definitely changed even since I was in school. And I think it's important, right? We work really hard. We want to win. We want to be successful. But I think there needs to be a balance of things, and there needs to be and some sort of element of fun and just making things competitive outside of just the wrestling room. So yeah, we play a lot of dodgeball, a lot of spike ball, and a lot of ultimate frisbee. So yeah, we're all about it.
Talking about that balance, with a team full of guys that, you had a lot of freshmen. I mean, there's a lot of transfers. Some guys were already at St. John Fisher, but there wasn't a lot of, I guess, college experience on the team. I mean, besides the transfers. But was there a point last year where things got hard, for the team to kind of hit a wall? What were things that you and other coaches preached to them during that time when things might have got tough, whether it was dealing with school and athletics and, just the grind of college season?
Yeah, I mean, adversity is always going to come, in every kind of college season. So I think for us, really, the big thing was, making sure that, guys understand that, not every day is going to be, your best day, right? And you got to find a way to control what you control and, still bring the same level of energy and effort and, compete and kind of stick to the process. So, I think it's all a part of that kind of learning curve and with guys growing and developing. So, yeah, there were times, and it's always a little bit different for everyone, and especially with a lot of young guys. We had our fair share of those days, but I think, focusing a lot on the process, a little bit more than the result end of things. And again, I think it comes down to, kind of controlling those things that are under your control, right? And that's how hard you work in and the energy and the attitude that you have moving forward. So I think our guys did an unbelievable job of that. And I think, like you said, we did have a lot of everyone was new to Fisher wrestling, right? It was a new experience for everyone, whether you'd been wrestling in college or whether you were a freshman. So I think that's where that kind of close-knit environment came from, because they were all kind of navigating those waters together. So there wasn't kind of that traditional, like, hey, I've been an upperclassman, I've been here for a couple of years, and you know, you'll kind of get acclimated to our young guys. So yeah, we were very fortunate that we just had a great group of guys and they gelled together pretty quickly. So
yeah. So like on the other end of that, you know, was there a point during last year when things clicked and you guys, you know, maybe you, Coach Jacobs, Ekstrom, you know, you guys thought, damn, like things are really coming together with this team?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think you always plan for the worst as a coach. And, you know, I think there were just so many, you know, positives that came from last season. I think really just the culture was one of the biggest wins, you know, I think, and hopefully you kind of saw when you were up, right? Guys are, you know, really close, laughing and joking and, you know, hanging out all the time. And like I said, they work really hard when it's, you know, time to scrap. So I think we started to kind of see it in the room. And then, you know, each kid kind of had their own little, you know, coming out party throughout kind of the season where they had their moments that clicked. You know, I think when we went out to Cleveland and wrestled at Case Western, that was a big one for us. You know, guys kind of really starting to wrestle the way we wanted to see them. And I think they, you know, really peaked for the end of the year well. So there were definitely some moments.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up. Like the brotherhood that wrestling gives you is obviously special anyways, but you know, when you're throwing 20 plus guys in a room that are teammates for the first time, right? It's the first year of the program in about 40 years. And, you know, they just kind of came together and, you know, that brotherhood really brings out the best of guys, especially when they're, you know, gelling together, striving for the right things. You know, and a part of building a good team is building a good culture. You know, you just announced the three leaders for this year's squad that will help build that culture. And, you know, they are Derek Bernardino, Mason Welch, Josh Maslin. You know, what did you see out of those three last year to, you know, put them kind of in charge for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, ultimately, I think as, you know, a coaching staff, we really wanted to have a, you know, kind of a core group of guys. Like, I'm not a huge kind of like captains kind of guy. Like, it's not really one of my things. I think, you know, everyone should be, you know, developing leadership qualities and could be called on a given moment, right? But I think, you know, you always want kind of communication between the guys and the coaching staff. And sometimes when you have a core group that's able to communicate with us, it makes it a little bit easier, right? Because I think sometimes as coaches, we forget, you know, it's easy for kids to come into the office and, you know, once that door closes to talk and if they have anything going on or, you know, anything that they need. But sometimes the walk down there for them can be difficult, right? So to have a kind of group that can do it. And, you know, I think Josh and Derek were, you know, unbelievable lead by example guys, in different ways. You know, Derek's definitely much more vocal and, can kind of be a little bit of the one to put his foot down and get a little fired up. And, I mean, you talk to Josh, right? I think he's the nicest kid in the world. So, right. Like, he's just such an easy person to talk to, and that guys can, you know, so very empathetic and, you know, can really help guys on the development front. And then Mason Welch, I think he's just a straight shooter, man. He'll tell you what he's feeling and, doesn't pull any punches. And, you know, one of our, you know, big things as a program is, you know, we don't take things personal, and that's really important, right? To have someone that can communicate honestly and share their feelings. And, you know, Welch is one that, you know, some guys are just gifted with, whether they want leadership or not, like when they talk, people listen, right? So I was really proud of, you know, him being someone that maybe didn't kind of want that burden initially, and to see him kind of coming into his own and taking that over has been really special to see. So a lot of it was pretty organic, and it was pretty evident for us as a coaching staff and for guys on the team.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, I did have Josh on. It was a great conversation. I'm sure, you know, people listening to that interview on this episode will, you know, enjoy it as well. And it really speaks to, you know, the that kind of leader. Like, you know, I would, if he was on my team and he's doing those kind of right things and you know, preaching that kind of stuff, obviously it's coming from above too. So it's what the leadership's, you know, kind of preaching to the guys, which, you know, kind of lead to preaching to your other teammates. So I really enjoyed that conversation. Then of course, Derek, he was a scholar All-American last year in an All-Region. So he's kind of, you know, doing the right things on and off the mat. So, you know, that's obviously something great that you want to see if you're a parent, sending your kid to St. John Fisher, if you're a coach coaching these kids that are both grinding in the classroom and on the wrestling mat. So yeah, that's you got, two or three good, you've got three good leaders on the team, and I'm sure they will breed success with the other leaders, so, or with the other teammates. But let's rewind to last week. You guys went to college, or you went to the college combine down at Cornell. How was that? You guys are obviously going into your second year, so you're starting to establish yourself more, in New York, as a team, but getting other eyes on your program, whether it's sophomores or juniors coming up, obviously some of these seniors that are looking to go to St. John Fisher, I guess, next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome event. I mean, we went the last 2 years, and I wasn't hired in time to go for the first year, but the last 2 years we went, Coach Ekstrom and I went down, and it's just a really great event, right? You have kids coming from not just New York but the Northeast, so it's a lot of having some touch points with some kids that have already visited, and being able to continue those conversations, and kids that we've already kind of been talking to and are setting up visits and kind of find some new kids in the mix. So it's a really good opportunity. And I think for Coach Ekstrom and I were joking on the way home that a lot of these opportunities were things that we didn't have when we were in college, and we would have, or in high school looking to wrestle in college, and how great it would have been to get out in front of some college coaches and kind of have those conversations and showcase yourself a little bit. I think ultimately it's going to help these kids, really find a place that fits them best. And obviously I'm a little biased with the kids we're recruiting. I hope it's us, but I think the more coaches that guys get to talk to, the better ultimately that fit and that decision is going to be.
I agree. I mean, that's Cornell's had a college combine for, a while. I mean, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, I guess, they're starting to more and more, and more and more colleges are coming and able to set up a table, and you guys were able to speak with them. And of course, social media is obviously huge too. Or I see St. John Fisher, you guys are keeping up with social media pretty well, and kids are obviously on the social media, so they're able to see and kind of get, whether it's kind of recruit, you guys are kind of recruiting guys, and they're able to see what you guys are doing just based off social media. I talked to Signorelli a lot about the stuff he posts at Alfred State. It's just the more you're staying up with social media, and they're able to see like, oh, this is what practice looks like, or this is what some of the facilities look like. Kids kind of like that, and they're able to see an inside view where, you weren't able to do 15, 20 years ago. So it's great.
100%.
Yeah. You just announced the addition of 4 new coaches on the coaching staff as well. They're Eric Mullen, Luke Lupicella, Brandon Contreras, and Jared Zini. What went on to bringing those 4 guys on staff?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, right, that's the end goal. I think as coaches, you look at some of the best programs in the country. And for us on the Division III side, you look at, your Augsburgs and your Wartburgs and some of those schools, and they got, a ton of assistant coaches on those websites, right? So I think ultimately you just want to put your guys in the best position to be successful, and that's putting them around really good people. And I think as New York as a state, but the Rochester area has a lot, phenomenal coaches. So, we knew we had Coach Jacobs and Coach Ekstrom and a really good foundation, and just guys that we have good relationships with as coaches can build great relationships with the guys. So, having Eric Mullen being, in the Rochester area for basically his entire life, and all the experience with New York USA Wrestling and coaching at Canandaigua, it just really seemed like a great fit, for us, and bringing in someone like that can, with the knowledge and the international styles can really help our guys develop. Luke Lupicella was an unbelievable student athlete last year, right? As you know, just tough as nails, taking 4 years off, coming back for his senior year. And he was really a backbone of the program last year in terms of helping our young guys develop and kind of just being that older mentor throughout. And I think he's going to do a great job continuing that. We did try to get him back to wrestle and doing his MBA, but unfortunately, and fortunately for us, he transitioned over to the coaching staff. Coach Contreras, Rochester guy from Penfield, I believe he took 3rd in the state his senior year, wrestled at Clarion. Really worked out in his schedule that he can come and be involved. And, I like to think as a coach, I know what I'm doing on the wrestling front, but Can't say I've wrestled too many people that were, 200, 250 plus pounds. So, for our 84, 97 heavyweight to pair with Coach Jacobs and be able to roll and help those guys develop, I think is great. And, Jared Dini, I think just really left an unbelievable impression on all of us. I think just the way he, interacts with the student athletes, he's so positive and upbeat and brings a ton of energy. And I know really wants to get his coaching career started. So for us to give him the opportunity to come in, and kind of get his feet wet in the college coaching environment, and then whether it's staying with us or ultimately moving on, I think he's got a bright future ahead in college coaching. And we're lucky to have all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of upset. Maybe Jared would be upset listening to this that you didn't, say how good his towel skills were at Fargo. But I thought that's what really sold him. I thought that sold you on, bringing him on board.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, you always need a good towel guy. So, I if you want a pair of the best corner towel guys in the state of New York, and I'd argue the country, the Zini combination of Dean and Jared is about as good as
Yep. The Zini Breeze is what we coined it. So yeah,
it
you get that Zini Breeze, you're ready for another another round of wrestling. So yeah, no, but I can attest, watching Zini and Coach Mullen in Fargo, it's a marathon a week in Fargo. And day in and day out they brought good energy for the guys and girls on Team New York. So I'm excited to see them in Cardinal Country for sure.
Yeah, man. It's I think yeah, it's a lot of people that make me look maybe a lot better than I maybe am or deserve to be. So we're really lucky.
Yeah, I love it. Let's talk about the schedule that just dropped as well. You have a few home duels in January, but what event do you have circled on the calendar that you're most excited for?
Really all of them, man. I think I just as as a coach, you spend the entire summer just recruiting and planning and getting things set up. And I think, me and Coach Ekstrom and everyone on the coaching staff just had a text thread of everything that we were going to do and how excited we are. So I'm just ready to get rock and rolling. Yeah, we start things off at Lycoming and we go down to Washington Jefferson. I'm excited for, I think a big one that I'm really pumped for is, we go down to Cortland to wrestle, Cortland, Brockport, Alfred State. Obviously we didn't get the chance to duel those guys last year. So to get kind of entrench ourselves in the traditional New York programs and start, getting some of those rivalries going, it makes me really excited. So I'm ready for all of it and just want to see our guys continue to develop and, with the end goal of putting them in the best possible position to be successful at the end of the year.
Yeah. What made the schedule different? Like you mentioned, you're adding a few more duels in with some other New York programs. Last year I think you had seven tournaments and nine duels overall. You're starting to branch out against other programs this year. It's your second year. Like I said, you're starting to establish yourself down there in Cardinal Country. But what did you kind of make it a point for a difference of this year's schedule?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to, continue to increase the level of competition and opportunities that you have for the guys. I think there were, I think we did a really good job scheduling last year and just putting our guys in a really good position to be successful. So this year, ultimately we wanted to continue to elevate and raise the level of intensity in the schedule. And I think we did that and I'm excited to see how it all turns out.
So another year with wrestling on campus, more students learning about the sport, and what the sport's all about, down in St. John Fisher. But how awesome would it be to have the Manning and the Pier gym rocking, this winter or this January when you're hosting those guys?
Oh man, it's like I'm obviously I think every coach is biased, but I think our gym is one of the coolest places to compete, right? Like you see a lot of rivalries, especially that first year when we were in that kind of building phase. You see all the basketball games and the volleyball games, and our gym gets rocking and rolling, and I think we've kind of introduced ourselves to campus, and I'm excited to get that place packed up and ready to go. It's going to be a lot of fun and we have some really cool ideas of how to kind of market it and get things going. So, and our guys are doing their part. We're pretty spoiled here at Fisher, right? Like we got a lot of teams that win down this athletic hallway. So, it's pretty easy to get guys excited to go support some of our other programs around campus, especially when they're have national aspirations and are, for the most part, accomplishing those.
Yeah, I mean, I personally love going to duels and seeing that kind of support. I guess maybe at the Division III level, it's a lot of it's coming from the students in the school, the student athletes, friends, and people that are in the dorms and classes that they're taking together. But I've been to some Division I duels where it's like you're at a funeral or something like that, and like nobody's allowed to clap or cheer. And it's boring, and there's like a lot of people in the stands. I'm like, guys, let's get the shit rocking. Like, but I'm excited, and I know that the energy you guys bring, and then of course, there's seven coaches, on staff now that you guys are going to be bouncing ideas off of each other and trying to get, ways to pack that gym. So I'm looking forward to that. I've got to find time on my schedule to try to get down there for those January duels. But
100%, man. We would love that. Yeah, and I think we're really fortunate too. I think just with the quality of people that we have in the program and their families and the level of investment has just really impressed me. Like I think Josh brings half the town of South Seneca to a duel, right? Like our first home duel last year was over winter break, so there weren't really students on campus, but we still had a pretty full gym, and I think half of it was because Maslin and our local guys and the families and everyone that comes and supports. So I think when you add that layer of, the student body and other athletes on campus, yeah, it's I don't see it being a problem getting that gym rock and rolling for Penn State Barron on the 17th.
I love it. So for a program bringing back wrestling after a nearly 40-year hiatus, you guys had a full lineup and tons of kids on the team last year. But what's the goals for recruiting second year? I talked to Josh about like the opportunities a college like St. John Fisher adding wrestling gives to kids, across the state of New York, even outside of the state. But the athletic teams, it's a great facility, great facilities at St. John Fisher anyways, but like academics, it's awesome as well. And people want to go there just for their academics as well. But when you add wrestling on the roster, like it's like, holy crap, I can go to wrestle after high school, like Josh, and continue my great academics as well. So, what was the goal for recruiting the second year, guys?
Same thing, man. It might, for me, I think the biggest thing is just we try to find the best kids that we can, right? And then we can develop them as wrestlers and as people. And with the class we have coming in, I was very pumped. We were proven right again. It's just, again, just a great group of kids. You would think, they've been hanging out for, they've been a part of this whole time, right? So they're really integrated to the culture and got some new faces in, and whether it's transfers or freshmen, and just to find the best people we can. And we were lucky to accomplish that. And that's really the goal, right? If we can continue to do that and establish a culture that, really sticks true to our values. And we want guys that believe that you get what you deserve, and they're committed, and they know how to compete, and they're high character kids, the wrestling side of things is going to take care of itself. So that's been the goal every year.
You brought in 12-ish guys this year, at least looking at the social media post, with the class of 2027. What can we expect for the roster size for the Cardinals this year and just year two?
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to be high 30s to start, and got a full lineup again. We're rocking and rolling, and I think the group that we have coming in, is got some really great accolades and some tough kids, and they're working really hard right now. So I'm excited to see what their kind of 4-year journey looks like. And we're pretty active on the transfer front as well, and I think brought in some really high impact guys right away.
I love it. Obviously we texted when some of those high impact guys did they told you, hey, I'm coming to St. John Fisher next year, I'm transferring. So I mean, I know a few of the names, but I'm excited to see them, kind of throw that Cardinal signal light on and shine for the Cardinals. But there is a recruiting questionnaire on the St. John Fisher's wrestling page on the school's website for those listening to this episode and maybe want to put a recruiting questionnaire and kind of get in contact with Coach Morrison, Coach Ekstrom, Coach Jacobs, and staff. So if you're looking to get a hold of St. John Fisher Wrestling, that's a good way to do it, recruiting questionnaire. So what are you looking forward to most going into year two?
I think just, continuing to the development side of things, right? I think you form such great relationships with the guys that you're excited to kind of see those continue to develop and, you know, really just see kids that are passionate and excited and they go out and they're ready to scrap for 7 minutes. And that's what I'm really looking forward to the most, right? Just, you know, getting back in the room and getting after it. So we got practice, later today, and I'm stoked, man. I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I mean, you got practice later today, and then
yep.
you, I mean, I think I'm going to wake up early tomorrow morning and catch the 2023 Senior World Championships over in Belgrade. What are you, what weight are you most excited to see, you know, kind of unfold over at the World Championships?
I mean, the David Taylor, you know, Yazdani matches are always excited to see. I mean, I don't know. I think for Team USA, I think it's just, again, like, that's like Christmas for us. So, you know, any bit that I can watch wrestling, I'm excited for it. I think, I'm lucky, that my better half, my fiance can tolerate how much wrestling goes on the TV.
You know, the coolest part about it is like, you get to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. You know, some people are still sleeping, but you get to, you know, throw some coffee on and watch, some world wrestling or some world wrestling championships. So I'm looking forward to that. I got to work tomorrow, a 16-hour shift afterwards. So I'm gonna have to kind of plan it just right and get as much wrestling in as I can.
I think if I've learned anything, there's a saying called "Happy wife, happy life." So I might be taking a trip to the office because if I start yelling and screaming and wake her up at 4:30, I don't know if that's the best situation for me. So I'll probably head over to the office to watch some wrestling tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, at the last Olympics when Gable got that last 3-second takedown, I went berserk and I probably the whole neighborhood of Governor heard me. So yeah, you better get to the office because there's gonna be some good wrestling, you know, from the start.
That 100% when it was, if I remember right, it was Taylor and Gable back to back. I'm
Oh yes,
you know,
it was. Yeah.
They, you know, the hope is you learn from your mistakes. So I definitely woke her up during that. So hopefully I don't do it again.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be a smart man and go to the office.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe go to the dining hall afterwards. I don't know.
Listen, the one promise I'll give you this year is I'll take you to the dining hall this year. It definitely lives up to the hype. I eat there as much as I can.
I told Josh, I said, Coach Morrison told me last year he's going to bring me to the dining hall. I said, I'm looking forward to this year because I've heard good things. Last year at Fargo, you talked about it. This year at Fargo, you talked about it. So, yeah, I mean, that's another good recruiting thing for, I mean, Josh said it was one of his favorite places on campus just because the way, the healthy lifestyle he eats, you know, I think he said he had chicken and rice 14 times a week. And that's where he goes for the chicken and rice, so.
Well, I mean, I think Josh and Otto Davidson are 165 live together, and I don't know if there's a bad carb eaten in that room, right? They are dialed in, ready to go, you know, from a nutrition standpoint. So, yeah, I mean, the dining hall is great. The, you know, if you can eat crab and steak and, you know, hibachi and all that stuff every day, it definitely helps from a performance standpoint. And for me and you, the dessert bar is also pretty good. So we'll get you to try some of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'd maybe some dessert, you know, I'm totally down for that. So yeah, no, Coach Morrison, you got anything else to add?
No, man, I just, you know, I really appreciate everything that, you know, you guys do for, you know, New York wrestling. And I, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. We're, you know, really excited and continuing to build and kind of, you know, leaving a legacy here in at Fisher and in the state of New York and trying to kind of continue to develop. So I'm really pumped and appreciate the opportunity and excited to get you up here and, you know, see everything again in full swing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate you too, because like I said at the beginning of the episode, you know, I got to appreciate all the guys that, and you know, girls, I guess, but everybody that wants to come onto the podcast or, you know, is opening their doors for me to come down to catch a practice, catch some interviews and, you know, throw a little clip together for, you know, the growth of New York wrestling. So, you know, I can't do it without, you know, you guys allowing me to do so. So, but again, I'm looking forward to going down to Cardinal Country, checking things out. You know, year two of St. John Fisher wrestling is going to be a great thing to see. So, you know, I appreciate you for coming on this episode.
Actually, the only thing I'll probably add, because I know Josh did throw a little shade at me. You know, me and Extra might not be the best dodgeball players in the
Fisher
wrestling program, But our reign in spike ball is second to none. So anyone on our team that listens to this, like, we want all the smoke. We'll take on anybody.
So who's the best dodgeball player on the team then?
I don't know. I don't. Between a couple guys, you know, I think Wurstinger.
He was a gamer last year.
Worst thing is a gamer. The one Zen Miles has, you know, a nuclear missile for an arm. So he's a tough one to go against. And so I would say between Zen and Wurstinger. Ekstrom is just an all around, you know, just a skill guy. So can't count him out of it. But yeah, I'd probably say one of those three.
Yeah, that's good. I'll have to come down and, you know, make that decision for myself again this year after seeing last year's practice.
Hey, get a partner, hop in. We're ready to go, man.
I think Jojo, if you're listening, you're my partner.
he's right. Ready to go, man. He's back.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I texted him after you texted me, and you know, he's gonna get that itch, and he'll be back on the mats. And you know, like I told Josh, I mean, you know, losing out on your senior year of high school for COVID and not knowing what your future looks like in the sport of wrestling, you know. Having a school like St. John Fisher at wrestling gives you that other opportunity to pursue wrestling after college. You know, it's going to leave no regrets, you know, leave it all out there and see what happens. So I'm looking forward to following JoJo's journey if he laces up the shoes this year.
Yeah, he's back, man. He was in the room
Let's
on
go.
Wednesday, and we'll see him out there today.
All right. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, Coach Morrison, I'll get in touch with you after this, and maybe we'll set something up. So I'll be down next month at some point.
Perfect. Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it. Appreciate you.
We are here with a St. John Fisher sophomore, Josh Maslin. Josh, how's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. So you're back at campus, St. John Fisher. Eligibility-wise, you're a sophomore, correct?
Yes.
So is this your second year on campus, though?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, because I was looking through the COVID, which we'll get into, you know, the loss of, you know, your COVID year when you're in high school and whatnot, but you know, you're listed as one of the team leaders for the Cardinals this year. You know, after competing last year, what does it mean to you to be a leader for the Cardinals?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I'm super grateful because these guys are really beginning to trust me. And when they're coming to me asking for advice or asking questions, even just being teammates, it's fulfilling. I've been texting with my dad about this a lot. I'm grateful for the chance to do it.
Yeah, I mean, last year, I mean, the team was, you know, filled with guys that were already on campus, transfers, you know, a bunch of freshmen. So it's great to, you know, have an established leader, you know, like yourself that Coach Morrison and, you know, the rest of the staff's looking for to, you know, kind of build that program and build the culture right. So it's great to hear. So obviously I needed to have you on this podcast to kind of talk about it, but you know, I really like to ask this question to get things started. And, you know, I ask pretty much all my guests, but, you know, how did you get introduced to the sport of wrestling?
Oh, man. I was probably 5 years old. My dad was big into wrestling when he was in high school. And so he took us to a practice. In the beginning, I was terrified. I mean, I was the kid that was crying by the end of practice, but, I've wrestled every year since, and so it's been great. Yeah.
You know, with the uptick of college programs in New York, you know, I've been thinking of the opportunities that it gives guys like yourself to shine. You know, being a Section 5 wrestler, what does it mean to you to have a place like St. John Fisher to wrestle?
Oh, this is awesome. I heard a few years before it started, they were talking about starting it up, and after high school, I'd gone to Finger Lakes Community College, so there was no wrestling team, and Coach Morrison and the school getting this started up gave me a chance to go somewhere, especially after having COVID senior year. It was really difficult to get in contact with colleges.
You know, having that opportunity present itself, St. John Fisher, and then of course Morrison brought in, you know, like I said, I don't know, 20 plus people that, you know, started the first year, which is great for a first year program. I won't make light of the situation. We talked about COVID ruining your senior year. You know, it really screwed a lot of people's senior years. But how did you handle trying to wrestle, you know, and plan your future, you know, with COVID, or with college during COVID, you know, I think you did some sections in the state were able to wrestle, through COVID. I mean, it was more, some of it was more of a, I don't know what, if it wasn't in the winter season, it was in the spring season, but you weren't able to go past like sectionals, right? You didn't have a super sectionals to go to. But how did you handle wrestling through COVID your senior year?
Yeah, so there's so much unknown. I mean, as everybody knows, we didn't know when things were going to get better or even if we were going to be able to finish the season at the time. So we just focused on, doing the things that you can control. We practiced, we followed the rules so that we wouldn't lose that opportunity. And when we got the chance to wrestle, we were just grateful for it. Training was a lot different when we were doing extra things because, we couldn't just hold a normal club practice. So I think the guys who really shined during that time were the ones who could do extra on their own. And as far as college went, I mean, I really wasn't sure what to do. I had no way of wrestling and, the typical camps or clinics. So really that was what fueled my decision for FLCC. I mean, part of it was schooling. It was a great decision to get my associates done cheaper, but the chance to have more time and find another college was big.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, and obviously this was COVID for you, but like we talked about, I know last year when I made my visit down there, I mean, I interviewed a few guys where, they were college or they were at St. John Fisher for four or 5 years, right? They were able to have, obviously they still had eligibility because they weren't wrestling in those 4 or 5 years, but you had guys come off of that, and you had guys like yourself that came off of not wrestling in high school. Your senior year, I mean, you had a season, but like I said, it was kind of a small season, and then not wrestling the year after, but jumping right into it. And like, again, those are opportunities that a college like this is presented to yourself. But was there a turning point during the season, your freshman year, that you were like, wow, the light switch came on, and you're like, you knew you could hang with, college wrestling and whatnot?
So, as far as competition, I'd really say after Thanksgiving, it's funny because the turning point for me was really right when I was reaching my breaking point, actually. We came back after Thanksgiving and we had a team meeting, and guys were just able to be vulnerable and talk about their thoughts. And I think the connection that came from that meeting really helped us grow into the wrestling season, especially as freshmen. I mean, we were all new to this and we didn't have a ton of guys that have gone through it. So the difficulty was just something we went through together. And once we were able to get that mindset, tournaments just became, I mean, you could see it in the team. We were all wrestling stronger and practice went better. The morale was up. I mean, it's a long season, so throughout 5 months, you're going to have some pretty dark days. And when the team really just came to recognize that and decided to get through it together, I think was when it really changed.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I know Morrison and I talked about that beginning of last year, and I think sometime around the new year, about like guys on the team. I mean, besides a few of the transfers that came from another college that had, previous college experience, but it's college is a whole new beast. Like you said, it's a long season, and dealing with that and schoolwork, if you're in like a rut, it's kind of hard to get out of it, and you don't have really people to lean on. I mean, now that you guys have a year under your belt and, established leaders, you're able to, realize what needs to be done when you're in that rut, and you know how to pick your teammates up. But yeah, that's got to be rough because not everybody on the team has experienced, what you guys experienced last year to start the season off. But I went to campus, like I said, for the first time last year. Was able to catch a practice earlier in the season. Plan on doing that again next month. But I was really impressed with the campus. The first time I've been on campus. What attracted you to St. John Fisher, and what's your favorite spot on campus?
So it's actually kind of a joke we have with coaches that as far as recruiting goes, the campus kind of sells itself. For me, it's undoubtedly the dining hall. that was so big for me because I'm very strict with the nutrition, and so the fact that they offer us there's plenty of different options. I mean, I'm a chicken and rice guy all day, so that's what I have 14 times a week in that dining hall, and so that's by far my favorite spot on campus. It's everything's so close together too. I mean, we walk everywhere. There's really no need for the shuttles or long walks in the cold during the winter when it can get very cold and windy here.
I mean, I like you said about the dining hall. I've got to bring this up because I better remind Coach Morrison. But Coach Morrison is supposed to bring me to the dining hall. I know last year he was a little sick, but I'm planning on making that dining hall run when I get down there next month. So, Coach Morrison, you better hold you up on that because I'm looking forward to that. But what are you majoring? What are you majoring in down at St. John Fisher?
So I'm an athletic performance major with a minor in psychology, and psychology is what I plan to go further into with my post grad degree.
Damn, that's awesome. I know you guys are adding several more assistant coaches to the team's coaching staff this year. What are your thoughts on the direction the program is heading? Like I said, you're a leader. It's the second year back after nearly a 40-year hiatus, and what it means to be a Cardinal.
The new coaches, I mean, this is another thing I've been talking about with teammates and even my parents. They're big fans, so they like to hear about it. I love the effort that's getting put into the program. I mean, seeing the new coaches, and I'm familiar with them also. I know that they're going to be a good addition to the program before we've even started. Coach Morrison puts a ton of time, and he's very invested in this, and the confidence that gives us to see how much he cares is really powerful.
I mean, obviously, Coach Morrison's got great energy. I met with him last year at Fargo. We spent time with each other there, and then again this year. And then, Coach Mullen, that's going to be on staff, and Coach Zini, they both have they're both of high energy, and they're just going to bring a lot of energy to the program, which it's great to have, that kind of coaching staff to lead the Cardinals in the right direction. As leader for this year, what do you expect out of the Cardinals?
I think the goal is to win a lot of matches, but as long as the big goal for us is to see it in the practice room, is guys got to show up with a good attitude and effort every day. And I think that's one of our main focuses for the culture of the team. If you can show up with a good attitude and good effort every day, then those other things will come. We can't look ahead and focus on the wins, because I think that'll take us away from the habits that creates those wins.
Yeah, that's very smart. I mean, that's a great way to look at it because some people are too caught up in, winning this tournament, that tournament. You got to take it step by step. There's more practices in a year than there are competitions. So, you've got to obviously take the right mindset. Obviously, you talk about your eating habits and that kind of thing. Like that's big, right? If whatever you're putting in your body and doing with your body, it's gonna help lead to those goals. I guess talking about that, you talked about chicken and rice 14 times a week. What's your post weigh-in food that you would go to?
Oh, so I love honey and pretzels. This is kind of a weird post weigh-in snack, but I've found that it really works for me. We'll bring different bread, and I'll actually have a pretzel sandwich with some honey on it. I felt great after that, and it was because my focus was putting something light in my body so that we could warm up, because I know the rules are different this year, but you didn't get a ton of time before you get to go warm up after you weigh in. So you got to make sure that not only are you getting the energy, but it's not something that's going to sit heavy in your stomach and deplete your warm ups.
What tournament or duel are you most excited for this year?
Oh, for sure, the home duel. Being at home with all the family and our classmates getting to actually see us, especially being a new program, we're still trying to get awareness around campus that we're here and that it's worth coming to watch us wrestle. So I think that the atmosphere we created last year was a good start, and hopefully we can get some more people in there to watch this year and continue to build off of that.
Yeah, I mean the athletic programs at St. John Fisher are awesome, and you know the athletic programs there, you know the facilities are great, and you know I've been to the place where you guys host the duels, and you know if you get that place rocking, it's going to be a special place to wrestle at. Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching a duel. I know I didn't catch a duel last year. I saw some of you guys at a tournament, but I'm looking forward to that. You know, talking about practices, I was there last year. You guys kind of keep it fun, you know, start your practices with a little bit of dodgeball. You know, who's the best dodgeball player on St. John Fisher's wrestling team?
Well, that would definitely depend on the person you ask. We Coach Morrison would love to say it's him, but I'm here on behalf of the wrestlers saying that it would most likely not be him. I know that Wersinger is a strong candidate, but there's some kids with some pretty crazy arms in there. It's hard for me. I don't have my glasses on while we're playing, so I'm not much of a catcher, but I love it. It really does help the mood. I mean, it in no way takes away from our ability to work hard. And I think when you're in deep to the season and you got a lot of schoolwork, it's great for the team morale.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, obviously Penn State does dodgeball, and you know it's working for them. So, you know, and we play dodgeball, at, you know, for our high school practices to get things started, or a little pick me up for after a hard practice. You know, get the kids, you know, energy high again. But dodgeball is a fun thing to do. But there's also music playing at the practices. You know, who controls the aux cord? Who plays the best music?
Okay, so we got Derek and Mason Welds. Those two have created a playlist. They share it so we can all add songs, and every once in a while, if enough people veto a song, it'll get taken out. But for the most part, Coach lets us control that. He thinks that if we're listening to the music that we want and it helps us be intense in practice, then go for it. There's a couple of things he likes to complain about, but he'll let it slide.
Yeah, Coach Morrison, you're not that old. You don't have to be the get off my yard kind of guy. But I understand, I guess, where he's coming from. Some of these kids, on my team like to listen to some weird music. So I got to put an end to that. But you know, for a recruiting pitch for high school students that are looking to wrestle in college, you know, we're getting more programs in the state. You know, Utica just added a program. There's a lot of girls programs that are adding. Of course, St. John Fisher's still you in the second year. What's a recruiting pitch for high school students who are looking to wrestle at St. John Fisher?
I think the culture. I always preach the culture to anybody. I mean, I have guys in the club that, are looking for colleges, and even if they're not looking specifically at Fisher, I tell them, I mean, the most important thing is the culture. Good wrestling is good wrestling, but development and camaraderie, that's irreplaceable. I think as far as progression, you have to have a strong culture and set. And I think that being our focus last year and still this year, I think that's why I feel like I made the right choice.
Some people like to attend colleges just because they have some success and whatnot. But like when they get there, they realize they're not a fit for that college because the way they're attaining success, you know, it maybe isn't not long term, and it's not sustainable because, you know, what they're doing. But, you know, if you have the right culture and, you know, success is going to find its way. You know, it might not be in the first week, second week, but, you know, by the end of the year, you're everybody building the right culture. It's going to lead to success. But talking about Coach Morrison, you know, high energy that he has. If you had to describe Coach Morrison in two words, what would they be?
Ooh. Charismatic would be one, and consistent.
Yeah, I could agree with that. You know, Coach Morrison, I never, like I said, I never really knew him or knew much about him before he got to St. John Fisher. But you know, he really seems to, you know, jive well with the wrestlers, the recruits, you know, and just, you know, the attitude and, you know, like you said, that he brings. It's just everybody wants to kind of surround yourself with that. And you know, with those coaches that he's bringing in, you guys are gonna, I think, feel the same way with like Mullen and Zini and and the others that are on the coaching staff. I know Ekstrom's, obviously a great guy too, but ending this up, is there anything else that you would want to add?
No, well, I mean, I think to talk about that consistency of coach, I think a big thing with our program is no matter what kind of day you had before practice or what's going on, he was always able to come in and be the same coach. He, emotions aside and a tough day, coach was there for us every day, and I think that causes us to strive to be like that, and that's been really important for us. I'm really thankful for these guys here.
You guys are in a good situation, and I'm looking forward to seeing another year in Cardinal country. So, yeah, thanks again for joining me on this episode.
Of course, I really appreciate it.
All right, roll cards.